Thank you. Thank you for today. And I was wondering if you would speak to something you've mentioned that that I really identified with, was that how we sink in to a place and that you lift yourself up and you kind of lift with brightness.
Yeah.
And anything you could say about that?
Yeah, that's. I think that's because again, sort of like the language and assumptions that we were used to in say meditation instruction and guidance. We talk about the concentration. Okay, concentrate the mind, and when we concentrate the mind, or we focus on our breath, and when we focus or concentrate, you can almost feel yourself going down. Ooh, you're like there's this, and there's a certain tension there as well, because we tend to try so hard to do it. But I think it's more helpful to conceive of our, say, our efforts in meditation as and investigations, or like sitting in a kind of comfortable open space, relaxing, and then just lifting the mind up to the object, like lifting the mind up to the breath, and almost like riding the breath, and then lifting that up, or lifting the mind up to that reflection on impermanence or whatever, so that we're not sort of, grappling with it and basically getting sucked into it, really, so that it pulls, we pull some mind down, and I can, a lot of people experience, and that's certainly my own experience from meditation, is it's just so easy to also even the goal of the meditation, like absorption, like absorbing in, so that we you have to pay attention to how those words affect the imagery that comes up and the response, so that, and so I think it's helpful to lifting the mind up to it, to brightening the mind, so that there's some space around things. Then we get to experience it and feel it and touch it in a different way, and we get to understand it more.